And we're rolling. Welcome to episode number 144 of the Average Man Podcast. I am the average bloody man, and I'm here in Bali. So, yeah, mate, we'll call this one Confessions of an Aussie in Bali, or Confessions of an Average Man in Bali. So, mate, we got here on midnight Friday, so basically been here since Saturday. Been 4 years since we've been back to Bali, and basically loving it. You know, it's always up and down when you come to Bali. It's another country. It's quite hot and humid sometimes when you're walking around. The kids can get a bit out of sorts and crabby, and, you know, I'm sure on Instagram it looks like everything's perfect in the world right now, which is not true, never is. But it's pretty bloody good. It's pretty bloody good. It's better than it was a week ago. I'll tell you that much. So I am really enjoying myself, mate. We've settled right into Bali time. And I thought today was a good opportunity to come do my podcast because it's Nyepi Day. Nyepi Day, which is the day of silence here in Bali. So I don't know if you've ever been to Bali for a Nyepi Day. We've done one before. But the whole place shuts down. You're not allowed out of the hotel. There's no businesses open. The streets are quiet. There's no one on the beach. It's fully shut down. And they've actually been shutting down things early in the afternoon the last couple of days, building up to this because there's been ceremonies and traffic being blocked off through certain blocks and areas throughout Legian and whatnot. Bali in general, really. So, yeah, it's a different sort of time to be here. Everything kicks back off as normal tomorrow, and it's a good day to just have a real down day, chill at the hotel. Been swimming this morning. Kids and the missus are down around the pool at the moment, having some quiet time. So I've snuck off to get this one pumped out. And, yeah, man. It's cool. It's really good. And, you know, everything's open at the hotel. So the pool bar and the restaurants and the bars, and it's all business as usual here. The pool's chockers, obviously. Got up at 6 a.m. this morning. Well, actually got up a bit earlier than that. Went and did a workout in the gym and then came back and got went down and got the pool towels from the pool hut, which opened early this morning, and went and laid out 4 towels for us on some chairs in undercover there. Well, the pool, so we're all bloody set, mate. We've got our little spot there for the day, and it's 10 to 12 now, so the kitchen opens in like 10 minutes, and we'll get some lunch and get some bloody bintangs and get stuck into it, mate, and just chill out the hotel and do bugger all day. And as I said, back into it tomorrow. It's pretty good, man. Like, it's been 4 years since we've been in Bali, and I just have missed it, and it's great to be back, man. It really is. Excuse me, we'll have a sip of my tequila. Ooh, yeah. It's Bali, so I can drink before 12. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's this different tequila I haven't had before. I got this one duty-free on the way over. Herradura. Herradura. It's an Añejo. Añejo. It's an agave tequila, which is what I like to drink. It's not bad. It's definitely in the same range as your Corazon and Casamigos and a few of the other ones that I like to drink. Probably about a par with Corazon. Maybe Corazon's probably still my favourite. This one's a little smokier. Not as sweet, a little smokier. I like them sweet. Still, Casamigos is my bloody favourite, which has been getting harder and harder to get lately, unfortunately. For the Añejo anyway, you can get a Reposado, but not the Añejo. Anyway, that's on a side note. You know, first world problems. As I said, it's been 4 years since we've been to Bali, 4 years since I've flown, been on an international flight, so 4 years since I've eaten any airplane food, because on short flights I never bother with it, and it's worse than I remember. Airplane food, man, it is rubbish. How can it be so bad? How can food, any sort of food, in 2023 be so bad? Like, frozen meals piss all over the airplane food. They should just get themselves a heap of frozen meals and microwave them and hand them out, because the shit that they feed you is basically inedible. Pretty much inedible. Just a gluggy mess of rice and I think the meat was just anchovies, man. It was some shredded, fishy, salty thing. couldn't eat it. The daughter Heidi, who's sitting next to me, had like some chicken and rice. They were slivers of chicken, so I ate the slivers of chicken, and she didn't want to touch it. And that was about it. Got me through, but pretty disgusting and disappointing, man. Like, I just can't believe it's that bad. You know, airplane food, hospital food. There's no excuse to have food that bad in 2023, man. Like, fucking sort it out. Anyway, that was terrible. And yeah, man, we're at the Mandira in Legian, which is just sort of next to the Padma, for anyone that knows this area at all, which is one of the big resorts on the beach. You got like that little road between you and the beach, and then you're right there. And it's a nice spot, man. Nice hotel, good area. Like, we like cruising around here. There's lots of little pubs and restaurants and shops and stuff that you can walk to, within 5 or 10 minutes from here. And then we've only done that once so far, but we'll do it again after Nyepi Day. We get a babysitter and catch a taxi out to Seminyak and go to one of the nice restaurants that are there of an evening. So definitely enjoying it, man. But one thing I have noticed is, seems like Canggu is busier now than it used to be, far busier. All the resort, villas and a lot of restaurants and bars and stuff there. And Seminyak always busy, Legian still busy, and apparently Kuta's not so much. And I feel like perhaps things have shifted a bit, and there's more of the old Kuta crowd in Legian now, and Legian crowd in Seminyak, and Seminyak crowd in Canggu. Like, everyone's just moved up the coast a bit. There's a lot more like sort of bogans and shit here now. Not so much at this hotel, but just around the place. But definitely I have seen around the place just quite a lot of like just cockhead Aussies, you know, like a lot of steroid looking tatted up bogan Aussie dudes with their misses with big fake tits and fake lips, and a lot of those guys cruising around, strutting around the place. And also just what I've noted, it's kind of embarrassing to be an Aussie when you see that, but what I've noticed a lot of as well is just a lot of swollen white people here, man. Like, I mean, there's Europeans at this hotel as well. They're not just all Aussies, but I mean, there's a lot of just full of sodium and fucking bread, swollen up, soft looking fucking white people here, man. I don't remember us being that unhealthy as a culture 10 years ago. Things seem to be getting worse. Things seem to be getting worse. People must be just jamming that fucking bread in their face and drinking as much beer as they can, or wine as they can fit in, and fucking just guzzling vegetable oil and shit because of, you know, seed oils. It's just, we are an unhealthy looking lot, I tell ya. Again, maybe it's just the demographic has shifted from what I'm used to seeing around the place, but fuck, a bunch of unhealthy looking fucking bogan looking people kicking around the place at the moment. So I'm just throwing that one out there, you know, as I hypocritically sip on my fucking tequila at 5 to 12. Wait a sec. But yeah, man, yeah, pretty crazy kind of, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, there is a heap of Europeans at this hotel as well, though. There's like some European or Romanian influencer health retreat thing going on here, and I see them in the gym in the morning, and then I see them all doing yoga across from where we have breakfast this morning. There's like 20 of these Romanians, and some Balinese person from the hotel told us they're Romanian influencers, and they're all there and they're fucking gym like, or, you know, brightly coloured shit, doing yoga and stuff and taking selfies and photos of each other, and yeah, quite odd. But yeah, man, definitely some different types kicking around the place. But yeah, enjoying it, mate, enjoying being here. Haven't had a whole lot of great meals yet. We've only been out the one time, as I said, to Seminyak. Had a good meal and some good drinks that night. And we had a good meal, not last night, but the night before, just around the corner here in Leggian, which was good. But, yeah, definitely looking forward to getting out and having a few more good feeds while we're here. The bloody prices, though, have gone through the roof over here. Like, things have been getting more expensive over the last few years, but we've been spending a lot of time in Leggian and paying quite a lot, quite a fair bit more than we used to. Yeah, things are quite expensive here. So I guess that's, you know, COVID hit them pretty hard and they're trying to, I wondered how it would go, like if it would be cheap and just getting people back over here and trying to drum up business and you know, get money through numbers, or if they would just drum up prices and try and make up the gap like that. And they've definitely drummed up prices. It's definitely a lot more expensive than it used to be. So yeah, but it's been great, man, hanging out with the kids, swimming in the pool every day, you know, trying to keep fairly reasonably healthy with what I eat, just because like I feel better that way. So I'm definitely eating a lot of chips, steak and chips, you know, eating some nasi gorengs. I'm eating steak and eggs for breakfast every morning, really not getting into the gross, rich, bready, pastry type of foods that you sometimes do on holidays, because for me it just makes me feel like shit, man. So the diet's pretty good. That was pretty good still, you know, considering we're on holiday. Like I said, chips. I don't eat chips normally. I'm eating chips every day, drinking beer, more beer than I definitely usually do. But we haven't been going silly, so I'm feeling pretty good. Still exercising most days. Disappointingly, though, for myself, I haven't been for a surf yet. And I've been trying to organise this surfboard. Like I've been on the Bali surfboard for sale on Facebook for like weeks. I've been looking and talking to people and found a surfboard I wanted. I wanted to get a nice big, because I've got the 7-footer at home. I wanted to get something bigger, a big 8-footer with a nice big rounded front with a higher, you know, like more letters displacement, so I could just really catch waves easier and catch smaller waves and just be able to get up and have a good fun ride rather than, you know, the board I've got. It's a bit slippy under my feet at the moment. So I found this board and organised it, but getting it picked up from Canggu has been a lot harder than I thought it would be. We were out the other day at the zoo for a day trip. I thought we'd get it on the way home. An old mate wouldn't pick it up because he said it was too big for his vehicle. Definitely would have fit in the vehicle, but he was obviously uncomfortable about it, so I didn't push the point. Trying to organise it with my friend Mango, you know, who we use, who lives here and drives and stuff as well. And he's busy while we're here, and his brother was going to pick it up for us yesterday but wanted me to go with him. I'm like, I don't really want to go for a 2-hour, whatever it's going to end up being, 2 or 3 hour drive to Canggu and back for the surfboard. I just want to give someone the money and they go pick it up and bring it back, man, like, you know. So I haven't got my surfboard yet and haven't been for a bloody surf, which I was pretty spewing about because that is one of the main things I wanted to do while I was here. So aside from that, everything else has been a success so far. I'm getting brown as fuck. If you watch the YouTube of this, you'll see me now brown as pretty brown, and I'm only going to get browner over the next 5 or 6 days. Hanging out by the pool, hanging out with the family, had some good feeds. Had a couple of massages, haven't nailed that one yet either, but the surfing's the one thing that really sort of I haven't managed to nail yet. So, but yeah, the other thing that's a bit funny and a bit different now is because obviously DVDs are a thing of the past, and you know, in the Western world, we're all over the streaming services and everything. I wondered what they would do for in-room entertainment at your hotel now, and they've got smart TVs here. But they don't have any of the features enabled, so you can't mirror your phone to the smart TV. They don't have any streaming services like Netflix or anything on there. So your TV's actually really shit now, man. Like you used to obviously buy the cheap DVDs and just stick those on, and you always had like in-house movies and like those channels that you got through the hotel. And now you've got like fucking, I don't know, nearly 100 channels, but they're like all mostly Balinese channels and then some random English ones, but just rubbish channels, no good movies on, no nothing, man. It's just, like I said, you can't stream your phone to the TV, you can't use Netflix or anything, so the TV's pretty much fucking useless. On which is, you know, on a day like Nyepi Day, fucking pretty shit. Or if you just want to have a night in, me and the missus just like to go out for dinner and have a few drinks and stuff and come back and watch a movie together. And there's just, the TV is useless. So that's something that they need to get on top of. You know, fucking hell, it's a 5-star hotel and the TV is pretty much fucking useless for Westerners, which is, it's an international hotel. It's not fucking great. But, yeah, small things to whinge about, really. You know, overall, pretty good. So, you know, we've been listening to a bit of music around the hotel room, and that's funny, hey, music these days, man. The music I listen to a heap of different stuff, but like my kids don't really know any of it. They know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are, probably. They know who Eminem is, you know, but, and Bob Marley. My daughter knows Bob Marley, but really they don't know most of our music. And when I was a kid, we knew all our parents' music. Our parents' music was like the classics. All the rock they listened to was classics. My parents are a bit older, so they listened to like Neil Diamond and Robert Palmer and the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel. But even outside of that, you know, a lot of friends, their parents listened to Deep Purple and Pink Floyd and you know, Fleetwood Mac. And we loved all that shit. We thought that's cool. If you knew those bands, you knew those songs, it was cool. It was like, they were the classics, man. We loved all that shit. Kids these days don't give a fuck about our music. They got their own shit music they listen to, and they think our music's old and outdated. And it's like, it's fucking what happened there? When did our music get outdated? And when did the kids of today fucking start thinking their music was fucking better? This is like, you know, they just don't give a fuck anymore. And then randomly, like the other day, listen, like my boy just goes to me, you know, he doesn't listen to any of my music. Like I said, doesn't know fucking all the stuff we listen to. And then all of a sudden the other day he goes, oh, Dad, have you heard, he must have heard someone talking about it because their parent went to the concert or something, but something happened in his cultural influenced circle that brought this band to his, you know, attention, even though I said they probably already know him, but brought it to his attention, and he would have heard me speaking of him. So he decides to, he asks me, has the audacity to ask me, oh, Dad, have you heard of the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I'm like, go to your room. What's go to your room? Fucking ask me if I've heard of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, you little shit. You're fucking grounded for a fucking week. You fucking little smart ass, have I heard of the Red Hot fucking Chili Peppers? Yeah, I've fucking heard of them. One of my favourite bands, known them for fucking years, been to their concert. You heard the name randomly mentioned at school the other day and you fucking want to ask me if I know who they are. Fuck, go to your room. Go to your fucking room. Obviously, I didn't say that to him. But you know what I mean? Like, they just, yeah, it's different now. I suppose there's so much more music and they get their music from computer games and fucking movies and, you know, YouTube and shit like that, and they have their own influences outside of what we give to them. And I listen to a heap of different music, so I still have faith that in the back of their minds, my kids are listening to all sorts of different music, and, you know, they're going to get a good musical education. And as I get older, they'll start hearing things and going, I know this song, I've heard it hundreds of times. I know this band, I know this genre, I know good music. We don't listen to kids' music in my house. I don't listen to stuff that's just shit, dancey, EDM, pop culture type music. Like, they know that stuff, like I said, because they hear it other places, but we listen to real music. They hear real music. They hear us sing along to it. And I have faith that that'll seep into their bones. And when they get to the right age, they'll come to their own. They'll be like, oh, I have a musical education and I didn't even know it. Because I'm a little fucking millennial, fucking whatever. Are they even millennials anymore? Probably not. Gen Z. I'm a little Gen Z fucking rat bag. Excuse me. Ooh. Yeah, that was a, I'm gonna have some soda water off for that one. I don't have any ice in the room right now. So I normally put ice in my tequila, and as the ice melts, the flavour gets smoother, but it's just straight tequila at the minute. So, yeah, what else, man? What else? It is bloody good to be back here. It's good to be travelling again, and And like I said, because we didn't fly direct from Port Hedland, we took a few extra days. So 10 full days in Bali without the travel days, and it's nice. It's nice to be 5 days in to your trip and know that you got another, more than that, we've got another 6 days. So we flew in Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, which is 5 days. And then we've got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I've got 6 days. So 12 nights. Have I miscalculated that? I thought I had 10 days, 12 nights. Let me have a look at the calendar now. We flew in on the 17th. So that's a write-off. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 nights. Which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 full days. 11 full days. Well, there you go. I just fucking gained a day. I just gained a fucking day. I'm an idiot. And I had just thought that I had 10 full days because I had 12 nights and two of those days were travel days. So I took the two nights off and said I had 10 full days in the middle. But that's not how the maths work on that. So it must be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 days, including the travel days. 12 nights, 13 days, 11 full days. I just gained an extra day in Bali. Yeah! Sometimes being a fucking idiot pays off. Sometimes being a fucking idiot pays off. Not often. But sometimes, this is one of those times right now, children, men and women, non-binaries, anyone, average people, fucking just gain an extra day because I'm an idiot, because I didn't do the maths properly, because I just had 12 nights, take two, 10 days, there you go, but it's actually 11. Fuck yeah. Anyway, back to it. As I said, mate, this is a quick one. Confessions of Bali confessions. I don't really have much to confess. I went for a full, it's probably 9Ks, not 10. I went for a 9K run the second morning here, which is the longest I've run in ages. I haven't run over sort of 6Ks for probably a couple of years now. For whatever reason, I used to run 10Ks. And then sort of slowly dropped back down as the more weights training went up, I guess. And now it's, you know, and I busted my ankle last year, so I wasn't running when the weather was nice, and then it's too hot, so I'm not running outside, and I don't run at the gym. So I just haven't been running that many Ks over the last couple of years. But, got a good 9K run in. The second day we're here, as I said, got chased by some feral fucking dogs on the beach. That would have been a sight to see because they always come out and they're sniffing around. You're running at like, it's dark when I start running at like 5:30 in the morning, so the sun's sort of coming up as you're running. You're running through back streets of fucking Bali and Seminyak and hardly anyone out and about, and people, you know, just starting to set up their little section of street for the day. And the dogs are hanging around, running around, trying to get a little bit of fucking rubbish and shit like that before the rubbish trucks come and pick it all up. And I was on the beach, actually. Normally I would have thought this would happen on the street, but I was on the actual beach in front of the Flash Hotels in Seminyak, and these fucking two dogs ran down from wherever they fucking came from and started like, row, row, barking at me. You know, because you're running, it kind of stirs them up, I guess, and they start chasing me down the beach. Row, row, and I'm like, fuck off. And then they come quite close to me, sort of barking and nipping at my heels. So I'm picking my heels up higher as I was running, so my heels were in their face. And they're like running, barking at me, and I'm like, fuck off, fuck off. And I'm like turning around, yelling, there's Balinese people on the beach and shit, probably fucking losing it. Like, fuck off. And he's coming at me. One sort of starts snapping at me. I was just about to turn around and kick at this thing's face, and it like finally stopped chasing me and trot off. And I was screaming, fuck off, like at the top of my lungs. So it would have been quite a sight to see. The little fucking pricks feeling quite vulnerable in just shoes and shorts, no other clothes on. I don't want some dirty Balinese fucking dog's teeth sinking into my flesh and give me some disease or something. But yeah, they stopped chasing me, thank fuck, and yeah, went on my merry way. But it was good, mate. But I tell you what, been a while since I've run that long, and my calves were fucking on fire. Shins and calves were on fire after that. So I'm ready to go again. I think tomorrow I'll go for a nice decent run, and then I just went for a 5K-er yesterday. But I've discovered the gym here, which is tiny and quite shit, but yeah, hey, it's good. I'm getting a bit of a workout in the morning, just keeping things moving, and yeah, no, it's the health wise and shit's going well. Yeah, haven't had a surf. Just feeling about that. Food's been good, exercise has been good, family are loving it, kids are loving it, no one's got sick, no one's got crook guts. I was a little bit worried about that, not being here for 4 years, if we'd get the barley belly and get the shits or whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong, you don't really poo solid when you get to Bali. Normally we get here and you're kind of a bit blocked up for a couple of days, and then, you know, you release the first one and it's just kind of, you know, kind of liquidy poos for the duration. I probably won't see another solid poo till I get back to Australia, but that's kind of par for the course. Guts don't feel crook. It's just, I think, the difference in food and the different oils they cook in and stuff like that just liquefies everything. And when you do need to go to the toilet, it's like, I feel good, feel great, but when you need to go to the toilet, it's kind of like, you go on now. Whatever you're doing, stop doing it and go to the toilet now. That's kind of the difference when you're here. And that's par for the course. But we haven't been crook, been taking a probiotic, you know, for weeks building up to this, and taking one still every day here, and so that's helping. I think just keeping the, you know, I'm taking the liver tablets here and the probiotic, and no one's got crook, which is good. We haven't been smashed by midges, so all those kind of things that can happen to you while you're over here, we've been on to, and we're all pretty happy and healthy. So yeah, loving it, bloody well loving it. Haven't chose a song for this yet, so I'm not sure what the song's going to be, the intro for this one here. I hope the sound's all right, because I'm just using the GoPro and then recording straight to the computer as well, so I'll choose the best audio out of the two and load that one up. But just traveling light, mate, and not overdoing it. So yeah, 27 minutes, probably time to start wrapping it up, I reckon. A good little half an hour session, and go out and hang out with the kids by the pool again, I reckon. Yeah. 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 That's what I reckon I'll do. Go hang out with the kids and get some lunch and get a bintang. And, yeah, man. It's nice to, if you're watching the YouTube here, you'll see the background's a bit fucking how you going. We're not getting our hotel room clean today. So, you know, the things are strewn around the place a little bit. But that's holiday life for you, mate, I suppose. It's good to not have to do the dishes and the washing and clean the house and do all those kind of things and, you know, not worry about shit like... I know I'm at the age now where things that never used to bother me. Like, I'm always concerned about things like how many lights are left on in the house. For no reason, you know. I go around switching lights off and going, who left the fucking lights on fucking in the bedroom for no reason? Like, you know, I'm 40 as fuck this year, so those kind of things kind of bother me now. How the dishwasher gets stacked, open the dishwasher, I'm like, oh, who's gonna stack the dishwasher like this, and like rearrange things the correct way, and you know, things like that start to bother you as you get a bit older. Which they never used to when I was younger. So I don't have to worry about those kind of things while we're away. I can just detox from those thoughts and relax from all that crap and wind down from work. And it is just an actual holiday for us when we're in Bali, you know, which is different to some of the other holidays we take where you're planning and prepping and driving and got to do all the chores, and it's just Bali and they look after you. And we made sure to come here with a really good attitude and outlook, and make sure we don't get annoyed over some of the little things, because you can sometimes get caught up in little details here. They the language barrier and things are different and they get things wrong quite often and, you know, sometimes things just aren't perfect, you know. You are in a not a third world country, but an underdeveloped country compared to where we come from, and the people here are doing their best to accommodate you, and you can get caught up in that sometimes. And I've been seeing people do that here. There's an old couple who, day one at the fucking breakfast table, this old couple like jumped on us because the kids got pineapple juice and that was the only juice they had, and they're like, don't let them rip you off. If you want orange juice, ask for it. Make sure they get it from out the back for you. We fucking demanded that their chef from the other restaurant cooks our breakfast, and we bought our own bacon, and they're really trying to scrimp on costs, and they're not doing this, and they're not doing that. And I was like, this big tirade of all this negativity. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool, man, cool. Like, we just got here. And, look, the breakfast has been fine. I noticed that the breakfast buffet is far less than it was when we were here 4 years ago. I noticed it, but I was just like, who cares, man? There's steak and eggs. I can get steak and eggs on the fucking menu every single morning. I've been eating steak and eggs for fucking breakfast every day. Like, fuck, come on. Kids get pineapple juice one day instead of orange juice, and they get fucking apple juice instead of fucking orange juice the next day. Like, who gives a fuck, man? So you can get caught up in those little things, and I think that's just negative and not helpful. It's not going to help you have a good holiday, and you got to break out of those kind of fucking systems of thought. So we've made sure we haven't got caught up in any of that kind of bullshit this time around. You know, sometimes you get hot and run down and you're outside of your comfort zone, and it's, you know, you're in a tropical, like I said, not third world, but underdeveloped countries. Things can get to you, but you just got to make sure you don't let it fucking get under your skin. Don't focus on it. Don't just... You're on holiday, you're in Bali, you're not at work, you're fucking getting waited on hand and foot. Just fucking relax and go with it. And we've definitely done a good job of doing that this time. And me and the missus, if we've, either of us have got caught up in a little detail that's pissing us off, we've managed to go, hey, don't worry about it. The other one's gone, yeah, don't worry about it. You're right. Thanks. So I think that's a big thing to make sure you're mindful of when you're in Bali. Yeah, I whinged about the TV to you guys, but, you know, that was just between us. It's, again, I'm not going to fucking lose any sleep over it. It was just worth mentioning that was something that's very different now to what it was 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, which I thought was interesting. They haven't caught up on that department yet. So I think that's it, mate. The family will be waiting down the pools. Going to go get a bintang, get some food, have another swim, and enjoy the rest of this nyepi day doing fuck all. So that's it. Confessions from Bali, Average Man Podcast, episode number 144. That's it. Peace. Davo out. Cheers.